This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this evening is Laura Sam, the artistic director of Women's Voices Chorus, which is based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Recently, Laura and I chatted about the chorus's concert, which will take place on Saturday, January the 18th at 3 p.m. in University United Methodist Church, Chapel Hill. Good evening, Laura.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Now, how long have you been director?
This is my first season with Women's Voices Chorus. It's very exciting.
And it's a very established organization, isn't it? It goes back a few years?
Yes, we're in our 26th year, and I'm the third artistic director.
26 years, that's incredible. What kind of requirements do you have for membership in the chorus?
Currently, we are an auditioned chorus. So prospective members are invited to an open rehearsal. They are testing us out as much as we are auditioning them. For their audition, they will sing a short selection. They will sight read a melodic line, demonstrate tonal memory. And then we make our decisions from there if their voice will be complementary to our chorus.
And those auditions take place?
Generally twice a year. Most people historically audition in August as we begin our fall season, but we do hold auditions again in January if we have openings.
And what's the total membership of the choir?
The membership is capped at 70. Currently, we're in the mid-60s.
That's wonderful. And of course, you're in a lovely area to draw from being a university town over there.
Yes, there are chorus members from all over the Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Pittsboro, Mebane, Hillsboro. We really draw women from quite some distances. I live in southern Alamance County. Many drive over 30 minutes to attend chorus rehearsals weekly.
My goodness. Where does the group rehearse?
You know, right now we're at the Trinity Lutheran Church off of Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill.
And how many concerts a year does the choir do?
We have a concert in January, and then we have another concert in either April or May. This year it is in April. Traditionally, we have those two concerts, and then we have other run-out concerts, smaller performances, visiting retirement centers and the like.
Now, tell us about the concert coming up in January. What's the repertoire going to be, or the theme? What is the theme of the January concert? And tell us a bit about the repertoire, if you would.
Our concert is Breathe Hope, Sing Hope. Will be January the 18th at 3 p.m. at the University United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill. We're going to explore shackles of despair, war, separation, but also as those shackles fall, as we sing of hope, peace, and connection. Our repertoire will ask some very important questions expressing themes of justice, grace, love, and compassion. For instance, what do we choose to build, walls or paths? And do our words ignite fires of anger or do they plant seeds of peace? And where is our respite when the world fills us with despair? And how does love transcend barriers of separation and death? So our repertoire will take us on a musical journey, and I hope for each listener that journey will be their own journey. I come to this music from a place of storytelling as we experience one important thought or experience an emotion, then how does that lead to the next? So we're going to begin our musical journey with A Path to Each Other. And in this piece of music by Jocelyn Hagen and Timothy Takuk, we are given the notion that our words are stones, and we can build either paths or walls with those stones. It's our own choice to make. Then from there, we go directly to My People Are Rising, a very powerful piece by Carol Burnett from an unfinished poem by Moja Kaf. And it's about the Syrian uprising and the voices in that uprising, that people are hungry for not just bread, but hungry for freedom and ideals. They want to shake off what binds them. Many tribes and many ethnic groups are mentioned in this piece of music. Their struggles, their yearning for a bit of earth. I think one of the most powerful lines of the poetry is, "The earth is big enough for all of us. Let us have a little of it too. The earth is big." And this line is uttered as the protesters bleed out on the cement in the street. And just that the thought that the earth is big enough, why do we have such conflict? I think of it as not necessarily as an antidote, but a response. Gwyn MacLeod Hall, who's a North Carolina choral conductor, accompanist, and composer, she wrote a beautiful piece called I Sing That My Voice May Be Heard. She wrote it in response to a documentary, Girls Rising, a particular story of one girl who rode her bicycle to a house where a young girl was being kept there as a servant. The girl on her bicycle stood outside the house and called for them to let her go. Gradually, more and more came on their bicycles until eventually the young woman was released. Gwyn and I at the time were talking about Malala Yousafzai, about her voice in the world as she sought to promote education opportunities for young people and especially young women. So Gwyn wrote this piece in response, and her lines are, I sing that my voice may be heard. It talks about our individual responsibilities and our individual voices that can be heard above the cacophony of injustice and despair. So I love how My People Are Rising then leads to Gwyn's piece. She talks about my voice will sing, my voice will sing, and wherever voices are rising.
What I would like to know is the style of the music. Is it contemporary? Is it atonal?
The pieces on this program are all contemporary. They are varied in style. So we begin with an a cappella round that then moves into My People Are Rising, where Carol Barnett, the composer, has taken Arabic music influences into our repertoire. We'll be accompanied by violin and dumbek. The most important sounds of this piece are the augmented seconds, moving away from Western tonality into not necessarily Arabic music, but that has the flavor of Arabic music. The non-chordal structure of the piece, the very linear musical lines that interweave as the message is conveyed. One of our pieces, Shul Agra, is based on the 17th century, 18th century, the story of the young woman separated from her love who has gone off to be a soldier. Though the story is very old, the tonalities are very contemporary. So the anguish that the young woman feels is expressed with very dissonant harmonies that act as a backdrop for the storytelling, minor seconds that are sustained over the lines, I wish, I wish, I wish I had my heart again, with this very haunting and plaintive sound of the voices that accompany.
Laura Sam, thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners. We at the Classical Station are huge fans of the organization, have been for many years.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out and speaking with us on Preview this evening.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
For more information about Women's Voices Choruses Concert on January the 18th, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, click on News on the left-hand side, and then on Classical Concerts. I'm Rob Kennedy, thanking you very much for your support of the Classical Station.